Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. It's Whoopi. It's Whoopi and Jimmy. Back at it again. Ready to hit you in the head with a whip. Here at Whoopi's, at Whoopi. Whoopi. Tonight on the agenda, we have phone numbers and we're going to dial them. This is a totally unique experience and it's only going to go on for about 2 hours tonight. James, Jimmy, what do you have to say about this?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome
the music
to the show.
Welcome is provided by Don't Sweat the Stereo, which
all
will
music.
Likely be late this week. So if you listen to the Don't Sweat the Stereo, you're going to have to wait. I apologize. I'm very lazy. Welcome to the show. We're going to do some calls. I'm going to ask some people if they would like to start a bike band. Yeah.
And is that fingerboarding I'm hearing?
Yes, that is fingerboarding you're hearing. Because I am fingerboarding. Fingerboard is kind of like my fidget spinner.
Hell yeah. I'm drinking stale coffee and some water. And I have no idea what the hell I'm going to say to these fine people. Across the country, the United States of America, it's one of our first strictly national shows at Whoopi, rogueserver.whoopi. I'm Whoopi, the rogue server file jockey, an FJ, if you will.
FJ Jizzmaster, Whoopi.
Oh! Vanilla Gorilla back at it again with a scathing remark. Is that scathing?
It's a skating remark.
A skating remark. Alright, without further ado, let's get this damn phone a ringing and hope I haven't been banned forever.
Make a phone call.
Alright. In the assistance of my host, James, Jimmy Scruggs, we have the phone ringing. I didn't test it. Any of this.
South Haven. This is Michelle speaking. How may I help you?
I'm Michelle. How do I do it if it's my name's different?
What do you mean?
Because, like, at the mailbox, I just have them send it to current resident.
I'm sorry, what?
Whenever I'm home, I have all my mail addressed to current resident.
To have mail sent here?
No, for my name at the hotel, I can show you all the mail. It does say current resident, and if I could stay there under that name, is that like even feasible?
So are you already here?
I'm thinking about it. I just want to make sure that I'm not like doing anything bad.
So you're trying to do a reservation right now, right?
Whenever I have people send me mail, instead of giving them my name because they're strange men from the internet, I just have them send it to current residence, but then it's my home address.
So that's with your email?
Yeah, I think. Like my home address, like at home.
So you don't want to use your home address?
Because I live on 8792 Hamilton.
I'm not understanding what you're asking. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just have all my mail sent to 8792 Hamilton under current resident. So
you have all your mail sent to?
I think it's 8792. Wait, is that
okay,
the hotel's
so you
address?
You have all your mail sent here?
Wait, if that's the hotel address, then...
Yeah, that's the hotel address. 90,
oh.
Or what is it?
That explains...
8792?
That explains a lot, actually. Because I haven't been getting my mail recently.
You haven't been getting your mail?
Because I guess I've had it all sent to the hotel. So
What is your name?
It should just say current resident.
I'm not sure, but I don't see anything in that name.
All right, that's all right. Well, it's nothing important anyway. I like got like ketchup samples from like a guy. He works at like the ketchup factory.
Do you want to call back in the morning whenever they're here?
I guess. Because I don't know what's happening. I'm
confused. They would know more about the mail than I would.
Because there was the difluoroethane in, like, the can.
Happened.
The difluoroethane in the can that happened to me. So I can't really think that good no more.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
It's like difluoroethane I had. Because I had it in, like, a can. Like, you like, like, at a computer. But it, like, went inside and it, my brain doesn't, like, work so great no more. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh.
I'm totally lost and confused. understanding is that you have mail that's sent here. Don't stay here.
No, I don't know what's happening.
Okay, I can't help you if you don't know. So I don't know.
Is it
what,
like,
I can do for you other than maybe calling in the morning?
The dog? Can I? He probably knows more than I. The dog.
Okay, if you're playing games, then you can call another hotel because this ain't the one.
You have a number for me?
Thank you for indulging me with the dog that gets higher pitched as he goes on.
All right.
I guess it's my turn.
Yes. All right. All right, Jimmy. I have a list of phone numbers. I have 60 phone numbers, 65. And whenever this list is out, that's it. Or whenever we hit the 2-hour-ish mark.
Whichever comes first.
Whichever comes first.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
All right,
Whoopi?
I can do that, Whoopi.
This is my co-host, Jimmy, and he's about to make a phone call. And I don't have all my system files.
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn in South Haven. For reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
In South Haven, how may I help you?
Hey, oh, hello, what up? It's your boy Jimmy Scruggs. I'm up here in the room right now, and I was just smoking a stogie, and I had a great idea, and I was just figuring I should call you first, because I'm in the hotel right now, and I just can't wait to tell anybody. I think I'm going to start a bike band. Would you like to join my bike band? We're going to be a band, but we're going to play on bicycles. We're going to, like, set up stationary bikes, and we'll play all of our instruments on stationary bicycles. Would you like to join my band? You could, like, you don't have to play any instruments. I can just give you shakers. I would like a lot of people in my band, with, like, 25, with, like, an orchestra. Hello? Hello?
He's there.
Timothy?
I have him muted.
Yeah, I know. You want to play sounds at him? Yeah, woof at him. Go up. Sir, my dog is sick. Can you hear me? My dog is sick. What should I do? About my sick dog. Can you tell me how to shut up? I would like to get some sleep. Alright, Mr. Boring. I could just say a bunch of, like, really mean stuff. But that's not nice. I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to tell you my great idea. But instead, you just wanted to play mind games with me. And that is pretty fucked up. What does that say about you as a person? You're like this sociopathic, silent monster.
Welcome to the show!
You seem like the kind of person who's poisoning a dog.
That's a dog. Alright, sir, I love you.
Timothy is fired. He just poisoned my dog.
Uh-oh, you can't talk about that.
Timothy, get back here. Oh, he did, though.
What was that?
He did
it. Is that like a sneaker squeak? I love you, sir. Bye. I'm gonna hit the button now. James, do you have any,
It's your boy Jimmy Scruggs.
On the street.
And we gonna hang up, so now you're gonna hear the click like fuck, and you gonna wish that you talked to this, cause we'd have given you $1 million, bitch.
Yeah, bye.
Now hang up.
Alright,
she doesn't know our TikTok prank.
You just got TikToked on. Oh, that's the change.
You just got TikToked. Like the Kesha song.
On a
TikTok on the clock, gonna fuck it all.
TikTok,
stop,
buddy.
Don't give a goddamn. Alright, go.
The wondrous.
What's a goddamn TikTok?
This is the wondrous Whoppy World with Whoppy, Jimmy, and a special guest, Rosin. Rosin, it's a hotel.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, South Haven. Please listen carefully as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press...
Even at my lowest, I make it happen. Hi, sir. I'm currently out in the parking lot right now, and I'm just setting off fireworks, and my dog ran.
So you have a bag?
Yeah, no, I have a room here. I'm just setting off fireworks, and my dog ran. I'm just sitting in my room.
We are not allowed back.
And I'm just shooting off fireworks.
We are not allowed.
What?
What? You're asking for... You have a room
the Super 8, right?
Like
No. My dog got out, and I'm shooting fireworks out in the parking lot. Come here, buddy. Come on.
Okay, so,
come over here, you little shit.
So we will not allow any pets.
What?
We will not allow any pets.
Yeah, I'm having my dog sleep in my car. I have a Tesla Model S, buddy. I'm letting him sleep in the car, and then in the morning
animal?
I let him go take a shit.
Ma'am,
what?
Is that a service animal?
Huh?
I'm not audible. Sorry, you're not audible.
Oh, do you know Bancho?
What?
Do you know Bancho?
I didn't get you. What do you mean?
You know Maki Cherry Chew?
Who are you?
Maki Cherry Chew.
Oh.
My clipping is bad. No.
Yeah.
It's super bad. I had to like locally turn. Oh, now he's down in WoW. All right, he's back. Yeah, I had to like turn your volume down locally because it was just. Sounds terrible loud.
It punches
gonna break
the
my
ears.
Headphones. Yeah.
How about now?
Sounds a little better. Keep
okay.
Talking. Talk like...
I'll just keep the phone away.
Yeah, just a little further away.
Because it just pierces the ears. You know, the wondrous world of Whoppy.
I'm sorry, everybody, on Whoopi's stream. I'm pretty sorry.
It's a wondrous world of Whoppy every September 8th, 2025. I'm Whoppy. The co-host, Jimmy James Scruggs. We have a special guest, Rosin, live in the studio here.
I said July 8th in the chat. It's not July.
All right. This is a Bojangles. I don't know what to say at a Bojangles. I don't know if they pick up phones at a Bojangles. But we find out things on this show.
James the Gorilla. It's... Wait, is it my turn or is it Whoopi?
It's me. Hi, it's me. So I have to talk. Because I... Hello?
Yes?
I had gotten a sandwich. How do I like, delete it?
Can you repeat that for me?
How do I delete the sandwich?
Okay, who are you?
How do I delete the sandwich? Oh, I almost said fucking. That freaking line fucking sucked shit. Fuck.com. On the wondrous world of Wappy every September 8th, 2025. It's currently 8:55, post-meridian, Eastern Standard Time. Golden Corral. I have to go again.
Alright, go.
Oh, it punches the ears.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough space to leave a message. To send a message to another subscriber...
No. Try again. I don't know. Oh, this has to be a hotel. I didn't... I have a list. I have a list. I have a list. Here in the Wappy studio, we have a jar filled to the brim with... Quarters, nickels.
Thanks for calling Best Western.
Hi, clear, like, the cash there?
You said what, sir?
Because I'm in the room and, like, it's, like, a lower frame rate.
What room?
I just,
70 Dane?
Is it the light bulb? Because it's, like, moving slower in the room. Like, whenever I'm, like, looking at it.
What are you talking about, sir? Because your phone going in and out.
Oh, I'm in the room. And, like, everything's slower in here. I think it's the light bulb is making everything, like, at a slower refresh rate.
What room you're in?
I think it's 107. Because James is here. He's from AOL.
What room you in, sir? Because you can't be in 107.
Am I in trouble?
Hi, this is James from AOL. I'm here on the phone, and I'm just trying to help him troubleshoot his frame rate problem, I guess.
Because the light, it's everything looks choppy in here.
Are you, sir? In the room up to date?
I'm at the hotel on Windchase Drive.
Room are you in?
Are the drivers up to date in the room, sir?
Ma'am, do you know if the drivers are up to date in the room, in the rooms in general?
Are the drivers? What are you talking about, sir?
When was the last security patch?
Yeah.
And for the drivers, like the graphical drivers for the room?
Because I have on. That's a very, very angry hang up, but I like that. I think you'd have better luck trying it. Wait, did I mark that with an X?
I'll try it, I suppose.
Yes, I did. I marked it with this is an 800 number.
An 800 number?
Yeah.
That's a good name. I'm going to change my name to an 800 number.
An 800 number?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to call the 800 number. I've marked that fake. This is probably call center or something. Welcome to the Wondrous World.
In Cracker Barrel Old Country Store on DeSoto Cove in Horn Lake, Mississippi.
Oh, it's a Cracker Barrel.
And join our online wait list. To place an order or let us know you have arrived for your curbside order, please press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak with the first available associate, press 3.
I have an idea. Give them a brain piece.
Oh, snap.
Hi, Romulus. How may I help you?
Hey, so I got some food for takeout a little while ago. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I got some food for takeout a little while ago, and there was something, like, weird about it. It was, like, first off, it was, like, really low poly.
Yes.
And then when I ate it, I started to feel kind of sluggish, and then, like, my FPS started dipping, and I was having, like, micro stutters.
Okay. I'm going to get you to a manager, okay? Is that all right?
I mean, will they know, like, if there was a virus? Or, like, was the, you know, because, like,
they could better
I'm worried about my system now.
Ohio.
Okay, sure. I'll talk to your manager.
Okay, yes.
This person 100% should have fucking hung up. I'm gonna say the exact same shit to their manager, and they're gonna be like, fuck you.
The Cracker Barrel theme song.
Dolly Parton.
We have to listen to the theme song of Cracker Barrel. Low poly.
Food being really low poly is really funny to me.
Next on the list, we got a Chuck E. Cheese. How much time do you want to give him?
Till the end of the next verse.
Thank you for holding. This is Twyla. How can I help you?
Hey, so I got some food earlier for, like, takeout. I got some food. It got back to me, and it was, like, really low poly. Like, the food was, like, really low poly. Like, it was, like, the textures didn't load right. But I ate it, and then, like, my frame rate started dipping, and I was, like, having micro stutters and, like, some issues just with my system. And, like, I'm okay. I feel fine. It's not a big deal or anything like that. But I was just wondering, like, has there been, like, was your food compromised in any kind of way? Or, like, has it been corrupted? And, like, have you done a, a systems check analysis and, like, you know, check your drives and everything?
What's the, placed a to-go order?
Yeah, and, like, it got to me, and, like I said, like, the textures, like, they didn't load right. Like, so it was just, like, really low poly. And, like,
did you place a to-go order tonight? Or earlier?
Yeah, it was like...
What's the name on your order?
Well, no, the name's like Benjamin, I think, but like I put a fake name every time, so that wouldn't really matter that much. Just saying,
well,
it showed up.
Just give me your fake name so I can pull it up.
Well, yeah,
give me
like
check
I
number.
Said, like I'm not sure which one I use. I use Benjamin, Larry.
You got a check number? It doesn't matter what name
Phil.
You use. Do you have a check number?
No, I mean, I threw everything away, and, like I said, like, the food was really low poly, and I couldn't read anything on the receipt anyway. Like,
well,
that
you,
wasn't loading
yeah.
right
if
either.
If you threw
like,
everything away, sir, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. That's my way of looking it up and being able to give you any kind of feedback. But if you
I'm
come across
asking,
that receipt, be
like,
sure to call me back and give me that information.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, it was kind of weird,
yes,
like, the food
right,
came
you.
And the textures hadn't loaded in, like it was, like, really low poly and, like, blurry.
If you don't have,
do you understand
what
I'm
receipt?
Trying to say? No,
on
like,
the,
the food was
okay,
really
well, when
low
you get
poly,
the receipt,
like, the
call me back so I can
loaded.
Pull it up, so I can look at it with you.
It was kind of, honestly, right, ma'am, it was kind of scary.
Yes,
like, you
well,
don't
when
you
see
find that in reality.
Just
you usually
me,
see that in a video
back,
game.
And we can look it
you
up
know, like,
together.
That's typically like a computer
it.
Issue.
And then
going on with your
you're
hard
breaking
drive.
Up as well. I can barely hear you.
Oh, well, I didn't know we were dating. That's cool. But I guess we're breaking up, so that sucks. All right. Well, I guess I'll come get my stuff and, you know, I'll write a song or something. I'd tell you to have a great night, but you just broke up with me.
Oh, she hung up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Wondrous Whoopi. Wonder
Welcome
Whoopi.
To the show.
Welcome to Wonder Whoopi every September 8th, 2025. You're at rogueserver.com/Whoopi.
Can't believe the manager just... That was
accepted it.
Yeah, like, accepted it full, like, had no idea what I was talking about, so just went with it.
I have never caught a Chuck E. Cheese before. But there's a first time for everything. Oh, shit, where's that window? There it is. There it is.
Have a magical day at Chuck E. Cheese in Horn Lake on DeSoto Cove. For instructions in English, press 1. Para las instrucciones en español, marque 2.
Huh?
Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese's Marquee Reservation Dose. And Information Center. You can also make reservations online at chuckecheese.com. To properly direct your call, please listen to all options before making a selection. You must make a selection from one of the following options. For birthday information, including organizations, press 1. For fundraisers, press 2. To confirm, change, or cancel a reservation, press 3. For location information, press 4. Press star to repeat this message.
What if I press 0?
To properly direct your call,
press all the buttons.
To all options before making a selection.
2.
Thank you for choosing Chuck E. Cheese's fundraising night. The only event turning fun into funds. For more information about fundraising nights, press 1.
Can't believe you're going Chuck E. Cheese.
Press 2. To book a birthday party, press 3. To repeat this menu, press star.
3?
To properly direct
Yeah, you're
call,
booking a birthday party, brother.
To
go.
All options before making a selection.
Aw.
You must make a selection from one of the following options. For birthday and... You have entered 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. If this is correct, press 1. If this is not correct, press 2. We are currently closed. Our reservation center hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 days a week. If you need direct numbers, please choose option 4 for information. You can also visit us online.
I'm not listening to a phone tree here on the wondrous Wonder Whoopi every September 8th, 2025.
Wonder Whoopi?
Yeah.
What
it's
a
like
good
a wonder.
One.
It's like, it fits.
I had one schema. In the chat. I can't remember what it was, though. It was Whoopi Workout.
That's what I said.
You said Wonder Whoopi.
No, I said the Whoopi Workout. Here with Whoopi, our host. And the co-host, James Scruggs. The Milla Gorilla.
Did he say Wonder Whoopi?
It's all being
or
recorded.
Or did he say the Whoopi Workout?
It's the Whoopi Workout.
Gang, gang!
Gucci, is that the right response? Welcome to Whoopi Workout every September 8th, 2025. I'm your host, Whoopi. This is the second time I've introduced the show at rogueserver.com, the Rogue Server File Jockey. And wait, were you talking to them? This is a Home Depot. No, it was my turn.
Thank you for calling the Horn Lake Home Depot. This call may be recorded or used by Home Depot and its authorized vendors.
Okay.
Tell me how I can help. You can say things
representative.
Like product availability.
Representative.
What's
representative.
My order status?
Representative. 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 Store. 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 Store.
To connect you to the right person, briefly describe what you're calling about.
Store. 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 Store.
We are located at 7260.
No. Associate.
Interstate
associate.
Boulevard,
associate.
Horn
associate.
Lake.
Man. Man. Human. Human.
38637.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Would you
fuck,
like to
fuck,
hear that
fuck,
again?
Fuck. 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 Shit. Shit. Piss. Piss. Fuck. Motherfucker. Like that? Or
sorry,
associate.
I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
No. We dropped some F-bombs, but it was a robot, so it doesn't count. Here at Wuppy's Workout, we really worked out the muscles. We said the fuck word. It's uncharacteristic for the persona I'm portraying, but that is what is the haps with Wuppy and your...
Thank you for calling the Horn Lake Target Store. For hours and location information, press 1. To reach a specific department, press 2. For electronics, press 1. Guest service desk, order pickup or drive up, press 2. Food and beverage, press 3. Apparel and accessories, press 4. Human resources, press 5.
It's been a minute. To ease the wait, we have some folly. I'm gonna try again. Call back. Oh, I'm sorry, I spread a yawn.
Thank you for calling the Horn Lake Target Store. For electronics, press 1. Get the...
Phone tree.
Hello.
Hi, is this, I'm sorry about what I did at electronics. Oh, I did something there. That was a little... I think I was more rude.
What are you talking about?
I spread a yawn. I, like, yawned in there, and, like, someone else yawned. Now it's, like, spread. Alright, welcome to Wuppy's Workout. I'm Wuppy, your host. My co-host will introduce himself.
Who says? Says who?
Me.
Who says? Maybe I don't need an introduction at this point. Maybe these motherfuckers know who it is. It's your boy, James.
Oh.
Motherfucking Jimmy. Scrug. Snug. Motherfucking ass. You don't even know. That's right. Where my dogs at? Who let those dogs out? What happened to the dogs? What's with the dogs, woman? What's with the dogs? Alright.
Dog in
now,
the can.
What? Whose call?
It's your turn because I...
It's my turn? Alright.
Yeah.
I got nothing. So if anybody has any kind of idea for me, just shout me out in the chat. I'll work it into whatever I'm going to talk about to these people.
For this, on the side note, I wrote Tennessee, so I have no idea what this is.
Okay, great.
It's what you get, the quality you get here at Wuppy's Workout.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, located at 340 West Illinois Street, Memphis, Tennessee 38106. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. If not, please hold and a representative will be with you shortly.
Do you want to talk to her room?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
1-2-3. Pick up. I have them muted.
I mean, feel free to drop it and call back. If you want to try another room,
sounds like
you can,
it's about to pick up.
But
I'll try another room.
Two more rings. All right.
Bye. Oh, I have muted still, so they can't hear me say bye, Adam. Oh, this works out because as a.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, located at 340 West Ellen.
This might be a haunted phone number.
Why, are you trying in the front desk, or did you trumber?
I hit zero. Should be operator. Alright, I'm trying another number for you.
Okay, good, thanks.
No, I'm not doing that. I have to mark it down with did not answer. That way it's not, it's good and legal that way. Here at Wuppy's Workout, I'm Wuppy. I'm the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. You can join at rogueserver.com.
Point your mumble to mumble@rogueserver.com. Welcome to the show.
Nathan, how can I help you?
Hey, man, what's up? I'm up here in the room. I was just fingerboarding a little bit, and I just wanted to ask a question. Is it okay if I smoke cigarettes as long as I blow the smoke under the bed?
What is the room number?
Well, I can't tell you that right now. I don't know. I took some mushrooms earlier. I can't look at numbers right now, brother.
Okay,
I just want to make sure that I can smoke. Okay, yeah, cool. I'm not sure if I'm in one of those rooms. I just kind of got a room and took the shrooms. So, I'm big chilling right now, but I want to smoke some cigarettes, and I'm probably going to, because I'm, you know, tripping balls, I'm probably going to smoke, like, an entire pack. So, yeah. The walls are already starting to, like, melt a little bit. It's really cool. You think you could send a pizza? A pizza from Ibiza, on the beach, on the beaches of Ibiza, like when you're dancing and you're partying really hard and you're on the beaches of Ibiza and you're woo doo 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 doo, yeah, and then it's like, yeah.
What a fun man. He's cool with everything.
Yeah, what a good time that was.
You remember that time you talked to the guy?
Yeah, about 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, that was such a good time ago.
I had a great time.
You want to speak to... Oh, wait. I have a number that...
It's your turn.
You refuse to call.
Yeah, it's your turn. You could call him. I'm not calling that shit. I'm not even here right now.
I should start marking the time codes. The thing. That'd be a smart thing.
Thank you for calling Elevate. You've reached us after our normal business hours of Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sundays from noon to 5 p.m. Please visit Elevate NE.
Oh, that was a waste of time. There's a lot of build-up to that for not. But, you know, you can't get gains without pumping some iron here at the workout with Whoopi. I'm your muscular and strong I'm not the co-host. I'm the regular host. Jimmy, can you verify?
Whoopi is the host of the show.
Yes.
The co-host of the show is James Jimmy Scrug Snugs, commonly known or referred to as Butt Shit, Pass Krabovitz, Shithead, A Real Piece of Shit, A Great Group of Guys, a member of the Great Group of Guys, and also known as James Jimmy Scrug Snugs. My ear just popped.
Oh, blew out the eardrum with the dog bark.
Yep. It's your turn still. You're not getting out of this easy.
Yes. I gotta make this phone ring.
Thank you for calling the Radisson Hotel, West Memphis. For new reservations, please press 1. For dining, please press 3. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
I can blow into the mic.
Radisson, West Memphis.
Hi, the room's low poly. Is there any way to get an upgrade?
Excuse me?
Hey, it's like the pillow. It should have a lot more sides, but it just has like six flat sides. It's like a rectangle, I guess.
What are you talking about? This is a Radisson Hotel.
Yeah, in the room, the pillow's rectangular. It's like a rectangular prism. I have a computer, and I typed it into the computer, and it's showing up as like six sides. It should have a lot more sides than that.
Okay. Do you have? Are you currently staying here?
Yeah.
What's your room number?
8.
Hello.
14.
No. What is your room number here at the Radisson?
49.
49?
49.
Hello?
Hello?
I can't. What is your room number, sir?
And the, because the bar, the shampoo, it's like kind of like an elongated hexagon, like a hexagonal prism. It has six sides, but okay. Then it has like a top and a bottom.
Okay, I don't understand what you're saying. What do you need help with?
And there's a sheet of paper in here, and it's completely flat. Like, I set it on its side, and it, like, disappeared.
Give me one second.
Can you see what he's trying to say? I can't remember. I don't know.
Hello?
The pillow's, like, six-sided.
Okay, do you have a reservation?
I'm in a room.
Are you in a room? What room are you in?
My bedroom.
Do you have a room at the hotel?
I think. I don't know. It should.
So you don't know? You don't know where you are?
I'm in a bedroom. It's got a bed in here.
But you don't know where you are physically?
I'm sitting.
Well, it's not much we can do with that, sir. If you was at the hotel, we can give you the information you need.
But if you
don't know where you are, we don't. It's nothing we can do.
Because service road.
A what?
Service road.
Okay, what's the question? You just said service road.
The pillow is low poly. Like it's got low poly fill.
Okay. What do you need, sir?
Can I exchange it for, like, a higher poly count?
Those are the only pillows we have.
Because I looked in someone else's room, and their pillow looked like it had more polys.
You said you looked in somebody else's room, and it looked like they had more poly in it?
Yeah, like polygons.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but we have the same pillows. Everybody has the same pillows.
Can I just like bring it down and we'll swap? Because this thing only has six sides and it's like confusing me.
Yes, sir. Bring it down.
And you'll verify that.
You can bring it down.
Because it's six-sided and it's like a little bit scary.
That's fine. You can bring it down.
It's like a box. It's like a box. It's like a long box.
It's a box.
And the shampoo.
Okay, bring it on down. We'll switch it out for you.
And the shampoo in the bathroom, like the shower, it's like a elongated hexagon. It's like a hexagonal prism. I don't know how to work that. It doesn't even have like an opening, and I can't even read the label because it's blurry.
Okay, you can bring it down too. We'll get you some more.
And there's a sheet of paper, and I set it on its side, and now I can't see it anymore.
Okay, just bring down whatever you want us to change out, okay?
Okay, you'll change out the piece of paper too?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. Thank you. Wait. Instant hang up. Welcome to Whoppy's Workout. I'm your strong and muscular host, Whoppy. My co-host, the Nilla Gorilla, is revered for his strength and his virality. Here, live at
Rogueserver.com.
Yeah.
He's a fucking powder keg, that one. He's a real piece of shit.
Mumble.Rogueserver.com. Find a Mumble client at it, and you can join in the show. Don't send me to jail. I'm not built for jail. I don't think.
I'll call you a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because it takes one to know one.
Live on the air, I'm Whoppy, your handsome and muscular host. As I have mentioned, I am going to call the number.
Bong rip. It's still your turn, right?
Oh, no, I just...
You haven't gotten... Oh, wait, so it's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Spell the number for you.
Fine. You ain't gonna tell me twice.
For calling Ramada by Wyndham, West Memphis. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press 2. To modify an existing reservation or to speak to the front desk, please press 3.
I know this phone tree. Why did I wait for her to say it all?
Play this as straight as possible. It's going to be hard.
Ramada.
Hey, so I got kind of an issue up here in the room. Hello? The fuck? Did you hang up? What's going on?
Ramada.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I just called, I guess, and there was an issue. It just hung up and then started ringing again. That was weird. I'm up here in the room. I got kind of like an embarrassing issue going on. I don't really know who to talk to about it, but I figured I'd start where it happened. I was down in the lobby earlier. I met someone. I purchased some feet pics from that person. And, like, I mean, they were female, but I'm pretty sure the pictures that they sent me was of a guy's feet.
Okay.
And, like, do you know anybody down there who's, like, scamming feet pics?
No.
All right, well, you should be on the lookout for this chick because, like, she was like, hey, man, you want to buy some feet pics? And I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, how'd you know? And she was like, all right, yeah, just cash out me and send me your email. And I was like, okay, and I did. And, like, it wasn't expensive or anything. But I'm, like, almost 100% these are dude's feet. And if they're not, then that chick's got, like, ogre feet. So if you see someone stomping around down there with some big-ass ogre feet, like, this shit's crazy. Okay. Like I said, I don't know who to talk to, and, like, it is very silly, because, like, you know, I'm down with the feet pics, like, I like it, like, but this is why I don't buy feet pics from anybody, because you never know, it could just send you some dude's feet.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to have to watch that.
Yeah, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to look at no dude's feet.
Yeah, tell them to show you the pictures before you purchase next time.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that. Then what if I took a screenshot of the pictures with my eyes? I got those Ray-Ban glasses. I could take screenshots right. of just whatever I'm looking at right then and there.
Right.
Pretty cool. When I checked in, nobody knew that I was recording them.
Was there anything else that you needed help with?
I just wanted to get your consent for the recording from earlier when I checked in, because like my glasses were recording everything, and I'm making a vlog, and I think the vlog's actually going to have, like, you know, I'm going to have my check-in, and then I'm going to have the feet pics, the, you know, the woman who sold me the men's foot pics, and I think it'll be a pretty good episode. So I'll shout you out on my YouTube channel. You can check me out.
Okay.
I'm on YouTube as, Savage Total Productions, and you can check that
Savage
out.
Total Productions.
Yep, Savage Total Productions, and you can find me there.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll shout out the hotel, and you know, it'll be a good time.
Well, that's funny. Okay, all right,
cool. If you see someone stomping around down there, though, just, you know, make sure you let them know that they shouldn't be scamming people like that. If they say that they're going to sell pictures of their feet, they should be their feet. You
exactly.
give them a stern talking to and look them in the eye.
Exactly.
Good eye contact. Make sure they know. Yeah. It needs to be their feet. All right. You fucking rule. You have a great night. All right. Like, for real.
All right. You too. All
right. Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see. She rules.
What a cool lady.
Yeah, she was the best.
She's a great lady.
She was nice.
those are like the best people ever.
I couldn't help myself. I was laughing my fucking ass off. I just couldn't stop it. It was too funny. Ogre feet.
I'm making notes during the production of the show. Oh. Hi. Let me turn my radio off here. What?
Sorry?
I had gotten the food from you guys.
Hello.
Hello. I had gotten food from you at Las Margaritas. I don't know how to like work it.
I don't understand what you said.
It's low poly. Like it's blurry.
Give me just a second.
Okay.
Don Jesús. Puedes hablar con él. No lo entiendo.
Margarita's crappy.
I got food and I'm looking at it and it's low poly count and it's blurry and it's choppy.
Oh, you got my wrong number.
No, it's Las Margaritas.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, because I'd gotten the food from there and I got it back home. I got it in like a little Jimmy bag and I'm looking at it and it's a little, the polygons, the poly count is a little low, and it's a little bit choppy.
Oh, you can come over here and show it to us on the menu,
yeah.
and we can make it right away. We're not busy.
Oh, and it's, the texture is a little bit blurry, too. It's like a low poly texture, and it's, I don't even think it's using filtering. I think it's like nearest neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will you come in over here and show it to us so we can make it for you?
Okay, and it's like moving at 15 frames per second whenever I move it around. Like,
I'm sorry. To be honest with you, I didn't understand you.
Oh, I don't know either. It's different to me. And he ate it and he turned faker than a $3 bill. If you want to hear the dog. That's a fake dog. That's not real. Welcome to Whoopi's Workout. I'm Whoopi. I'm your host with the most. And the co-host of the co-most is Jimmy Scruggs, known as Jimmy Snugs in those sheets. Jimmy Scruggs in those streets. The Nilla Gorilla back at it again, ready to whoop some ass on a telephone line. And a dog slam is
dog's
imminent.
Here. What'd the dog do?
Live at rogueserver.com/whoopee. I'm your host.
Whoopee.
Yes.
With your co-host,
Jimmy Scruggs.
On rogueserver.com, and only on rogueserver.com. If you're listening to a pirate stream of this, I just want you to go fuck yourself. It's already free. What are you getting paid on that pirate stream to listen over there? Are they paying you to listen over there? They better not be paying you to listen over there. I'll be real fucking mad if they're paying. How much are they paying you?
It's only real on rogueserver.com/whoopee. You can check out the Mumble, mumble.rogueserver.com. Join the Mumble, make some calls with Whoopee and Jimmy Scruggs, the co-host. Whoopee's workout every September 8th, 2025. It's currently 9:35 and 48 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, United States of America. What is this phone number? It's probably a hotel for my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs.
Thank you for calling Days Inn by Wyndham, West Memphis. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new...
Days Inn, Tracy speaking. How may I help you? Hello?
Hi.
Wait, hello? Wait, oh, I didn't know whose turn it was. Oh. Was it my turn already?
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'll call back.
I'll do a thing, yeah. And Mulligan. I don't know whose turn it is.
I said all that crap.
Thank you for calling Days Inn by Wyndham, West Memphis. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation.
That's it.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy James, Jimmy Scruggs. I'm up here in the room, and I should have called a lot earlier. I'm probably about a half a pack deep by now, but, like, it's cool to smoke in here, right? Like, as long as I'm blowing the smoke under the bed.
You said what? What room are you in?
Yeah, no, I'm up here in the room, and I was just wondering, it's all right if I smoke up here? Like, as long as I'm blowing the smoke under the bed,
do you
so
have
that
a
way the mattress
room?
Traps... I don't think I got the smoking room.
Room.
I just booked a room online through
Trivago.
Well,
if you don't have a smoking room,
really sure.
If you don't have a smoking room, you can't be smoking in there.
Well, the room wasn't smoking when I got here. So, like, I'm not sure if it's a smoking room or not, because it wasn't smoking when I got here.
Okay, well,
no
can you look? You can look on your phone at your reservation and see if it's a smoking room. If it's not a smoking room, you will be fine for smoking in the room.
Is there, like, a little no-smoking thing on the phone? Like a little red thing with the phone or the cigarette, and it's like a no smoking sign? Or does it just say no smoking on the phone? Like, because I can't see anything on the phone. It's a little smoky in here. Trying to make out what it says on the phone here, but it's hard to see. Because, like I said, I've been, like, just chain smoking up here.
Now, did you book a reservation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up in my room.
You can look through Trivago to see if it's a smoking room. If it's not a smoking room, you cannot smoke in there. You will be fine.
They'll do everything for you. You do everything for you on Trivago. Oh. Just figured I should do some ads for the YouTube.
The line's still there.
Yeah, but I know the line's still there, but, like...
Let's hang up.
Yeah.
Welcome to Whoopee's Workout. I'm currently doing something, but it's totally polite and real. Oh, that's what I was doing. All right. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening live at rogueserver.com/whoopee, or you're using, you've pointed a VideoLand Kodak client at the stream or a web page at the stream. I'm your host, Whoopee. My co-host is Jimmy Scruggs, who just did a phone call, which means it's my turn. Oh, that's another 800 number. Fake. I don't trust an 800 number like that. The air should be lively with music and my rambling at rogueserver.com.
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn in West Memphis, I-40. For new reservations, please press 1. For group reservations, corporate accounts, and any sales inquiries, please press 3. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
2. I'm making show notes during the show, live.
West Memphis Quality Inn, how may I help you?
How do I get it, like, higher quality?
How do you get what?
Like, out of the room.
Get out of the room?
Yeah, like, how do I leave the room?
Because
I thought I'd just turn the doorknob, but I'm currently, like, facing north, and I'm looking out a window.
Okay, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
You said you opened up the doorknob and you're facing a window?
Yeah.
What room are you in?
I think the number said, like, 75H.
That wouldn't be us.
Yeah, service room.
We don't have a 75H.
Oh.
Our rooms are all actual numbers, like... Ah. The bottom floor is all 100s.
Yeah.
The second floor is all 200s.
Well, there's another number, 1009. I don't know if that's, like, a real number, though.
1009?
Yeah.
Now, our address is 1009 East Service Road.
So, what do I do?
What's your name?
Current resident.
Your name is current resident?
That's what I put on the thing.
That's not making sense. I don't have someone listed in my room. I mean, in my in-house list is current resident.
In-house guest?
In my in-house, yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't have someone listed as current resident. Are you sure you called the right hotel?
Yeah, 1009. Well, I'm facing north. So what do I do?
I don't know what to tell you to do. What floor are you on?
I think I walked up some stairs. And then I opened the door and then I moved north. Like forward. Like, I'm facing forward right now?
Oh. Okay, I'm not sure, sir.
Oh.
What's your name?
It should be current resident on the thing.
Is your name?
Oh, so, it, like...
I don't have nobody listed as current resident, sir.
Because I get all my mail sent to that name.
Well, no one here gets any mail sent to current resident.
Oh.
Is this a prank call?
A prank? There's a window.
Sir, if this is a prank call, this isn't funny.
So, what do I do?
I have no idea, sir.
I'm really confused.
Yes.
Oh, I'm high. I'm high. That's probably it.
Yes, sir.
So do I just sit? Or do I turn around?
I'm pretty sure that's it. I think you called the wrong hotel.
Oh, it's 1009 on Service Road. I think if I, like, turn around, I could leave.
Yes, sir. You should turn around.
All right. I'm facing the door.
All right.
Now what?
I have no idea, sir.
Sorry, open
Are
it?
You inside the hotel or outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? You're inside or out?
The hotel.
You're outside the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, then you should probably walk to the gas station.
Okay.
And ask them for help.
Okay. It's just different to me, you know? I'm like, from another state. I had never had this issue before.
I don't even see you on the cameras.
I walk pretty fast.
Okay.
I am outside now. So, gas station?
Yes, sir. I would go to a gas station and see if they could call someone that could help you.
Okay. Well, I'm fine. I'm I feel safe. I'm just a little lost, but you know, I'm a grown man.
Yeah, but if you're that confused, you might need some medical help.
Oh, I'm fine. Like, I'm not bleeding or anything. I like checked my body. I still have all my, like, I'm good.
Yeah, but you might need some medical help. Like, if you're taking the wrong thing, and if you're high, you might need some medical help.
Well, I was on the ladder.
You're very, very confused.
Ladder. I have a step ladder. It's in my inventory.
Well, you definitely don't need to be on no step ladder as confused as you are.
All right. It's just different to me, but I'm safe.
Okay, sir. Well, let me let you go, because I got someone coming in.
All right, can I talk to them? Maybe they'll know what's going on.
No, you can't talk to them. This is people that are checking in.
Oh, okay. So I'll go to the gas station. I'll figure it out there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Wuppy's Workout. I'm Wuppy, the host. My co-host is Jimmy Scruggs. Live at rogueserver.com. You can join the Mumble. I don't have the Mumble window open currently. It's hidden. Hidden from my view. Oh. Oh, Tiff. Tiff.
You joined.
I didn't see you because I have a list of phone numbers.
Am I sounding like mouth noises?
You sound better than you've sounded. Listen to that music. All right, who's going? Is the co-host?
I can go.
Okay.
I'm eating ice cream.
Oh, nice. I think this is the gas station. I'm pretty sure this number is the gas station. If you're listening, live. Welcome to the show. That's loud.
Thank you for calling the Comfort Suites, West Memphis, I-40, I-55. For reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Memphis, this is Gabrielle speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, I have kind of a weird issue. Not really sure what's going on, but I'm just, like, stuck outside. I have a room in the hotel, and, like, I can't get in. And, like, I'm walking up to the doors, and they're not opening. I can't open them, and it doesn't look like there's anybody inside at all. All the lights are off. The lights are on for you, are they?
Yes, what hotel are you at?
A Comfort Inn. This one.
No, this is Comfort Suites.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Comfort Suites? Okay, where is it at?
850 Stephen?
Yeah, that's right. So
yeah, I'm like looking at the door right now.
The front.
No, I'm at the front.
Yeah, so you can come around to the front doors. The front doors are open.
I'm kind of concerned. I think I might be in an alternate timeline.
Alternate timeline?
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't see me. I'm in front of the hotel, like, right in front of the doors. I can't go in. All the lights are off. I think I might
know,
be, like,
sir.
Stuck
that
in time or
crazy.
Something.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
I'm kind of worried that I'm, like, stuck in time because when
like,
that happens,
I don't,
when that happens,
okay, like,
they come and they eat the time until there's nothing left. Shout out to anybody who can tell me what that was a reference to.
I think I know what that's a reference to.
What?
That's for the audience to figure out.
Okay.
But I can
you
tell
can
you.
Send it to me in a text.
I
Langoliers?
Thank you, Tef.
I was
gonna fuck say, yeah. Let's
cause
go.
They're on that plane.
Yeah.
So I know, and I wasn't just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
you
waited
know.
On Stephen King once upon a time a day.
Oh.
He welcome ate a cheeseburger.
Welcome. Welcome.
What a monster.
Welcome.
All right, Tiffany, you're calling something. Earl. Welcome to Whoppy's Workout. I'm Whoppy, your host, and my co-host is Jimmy Scruggs, known as Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets. We have a special guest, Tiff, who will call a number. Well, I will call the number for her as the Rogue Server file jockey.
It's a surprise.
I think it's a hotel.
Okay.
Am I muted? No.
No.
Can I help you? Can I help
Hello?
You?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Can I help you?
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, you can. I was wondering, is the man who did the hairbrushing available? Like, is he still available?
Do what now? Say that
is
again.
Is the man who does the hairbrushing still available?
Hairbrushing? I don't know who you're talking about. This is a hotel.
Oh. Yeah, no, he came to my room earlier, and he brushed mine and my friend's hair. He did a really good job.
I don't know who you're talking about. Ain't nobody up here does
serious?
That.
Are you serious? Okay, yeah. I guess that's not, okay,
what
that's
room are
weird.
You in?
So yeah, he came to our room earlier and like we tipped him and everything.
What's your room number?
It's not the worst thing. Right now I'm trying to figure out how to get out of the room. I'm taking a left and a left and a left and then a right and then.
What? Where are you at? You are not here at our hotel.
Oh no, we're right there. We're here. So I guess the most important thing is do you.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Holy shit. What a... Wow. What a woman. What a wonderful woman. You can hear wonderful people across the United States of America here at the Whoppy, Whoppy's Workout. I'm Whoppy, your host. I'm my co-host, Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets, known as Jimmy Scruggs in the Streets, with a special guest, Tiff.
Ah!
Yeah.
She didn't even get to help me with my petting zoo. Okay, thank you so much.
do you want to try again? Or are you satisfied?
Pass. Pass.
Pass. All right. I think it's my turn now. It's Travel Center.
Thank you for calling Travel Centers of America in Earl, Arkansas. If you know the extension you want, you may dial it at any time. To page a guest, press 2. For the fuel desk, press 3. For the store or gas station, press 4. For truck maintenance...
Wait, I'm gonna call the fuel desk, because that has me curious.
Thank you for calling Travel Centers of America in Earl, Arkansas. If you know the extension you want, you may dial it at any time. To page a guest, press 2. For the fuel desk, press 3. For the
My TA.
Hi, I have a fuel desk.
Huh?
I have a fuel desk at my, like, here. Like, what do I do with it?
I have no idea.
Because I got
to the shop.
I got a desk and I covered it in fuel, is what happened.
You covered in fuel?
Yeah, the desk is. I'm clean.
Okay, hold on.
I opened the desk and I started putting, like,
okay, Yes.
Hi, I have a fuel desk, so what do I do with it?
You have a what?
A fuel desk.
What are you trying to do?
I'm wrestling it around a little bit here, but it's like, it has a drawer. I poured gasoline in there. So, like, how do I do it?
How do you pour gasoline into what?
A desk.
Sir, I would not know.
Aren't you the fuel desk? Because I called the number.
You're trying to pour gas into what?
A desk. That was really stupid. Welcome to Whoopi's Workout. I'm Whoopi, your host. My co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, is shuffling. He's on that Vietnamese-Cambodian landmine.
Oh, shit. You can hear me?
Yeah.
This
You're
whole
jiggling
time?
The desk. Yeah.
Oh, man. I fucking muted my mic on, like, the microphone arm, and I guess it never got muted.
It worked.
So
it
that's
worked.
My
it
bad.
Worked. It worked.
Yeah.
I like the
yeah,
desk
I'm
noises.
Sorry.
Like that?
Yeah, well, that's the microphone, like, bouncing up and down, because when I put the mic arm up, it mutes itself, but sometimes that doesn't work, and it didn't work this time, so I apologize.
No, it's good. If it was a real issue, I would have muted you, and you would have been kicked as my co-host forever. Here at Whoopi's Workout, I'm Whoopi, your host, and Jimmy Scruggs is my co-host. What the hell am I...
Co-hosting with the most.
Yeah, the co-host with the most, right. And I'm the host with the most, I think. That's to be determined, but it is real on rogueserver.com. You can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com, and you can participate.
Make a call.
Make a call. That's what we're doing here on the show.
Make a call.
You hear the music.
Can make a phone call or two. Call your boss. And call the boss.
Thank you for calling. Please press 1 to connect your call.
All right. Press it. Trust me, though, the vape's part of the call.
That doesn't seem to help you?
What's up? I'm up here in the room. I'm vaping. I'm listening to the boss. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, and I'm just thinking about what it is, like, it's just so great to be an American. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Like, we're just born in the USA,
great,
baby,
great, great.
Like, yeah, America.
Hello?
What's up, man? Are you into The Boss? You like Bruce Springsteen?
Who is this?
You like Bruce... This is, it doesn't really matter, but my name's James. I'm up here in the room, and I'm hitting my vape. I'm listening to some Bruce Springsteen. I'm really getting it out, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm just thinking,
what,
like, it's great to be in America. My room.
What room number?
Oh, I'm not sure.
What an ass.
Okay, what an asshole. I appreciate the boss.
What a scumbag, yeah, to be frank.
So, you know, a boss-related prank call, because I've been talking about bosses. All right, Whoopi's turn. Bye.
Uh-oh. It's my turn. Let's name this call. And it's my time to shine bright and early. Live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. That's Whoopi with an H. But if you're listening, you're listening live, and you already know this information. So welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Whoopi, with my co-host with the most, Jimmy Scruggs, on those streets. Wow, that's... He fucking did it live. You heard it here live. I can only take so much ringing and so much crunching. Let's write a note on the list of numbers. We're doing it the real way.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, that was real, real quick. This is a Taco Bell. Blow into the mic every day. This is very scary. You can join the show at mumble.rogueserver.com. Point a mumble client at it. That's RUGUE server. Have to answer, or else, like that. Oh, I have a text message. Act quickly. No. All right, they didn't answer either. They must hate us. Everyone hates us here at the Whoopi's workout. They're envious of our large muscles and peak physique. I'm Whoopi, your host, with the most. Jimmy Scruggs is my co-host with the co-most. And together we form a duo, a team, if you will, at rogueserver.com/Whoopi every September 8th, 2025. We're currently an hour and 35 minutes into the show, but more like an hour 25 minutes. if you count the music. Discount the music, rather.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
Oh, that was a weird noise.
Please try your-
that emitted from me. We're a couple numbers in. I don't know what the hell this is. Hi, how do I, like, do it?
I'm sorry, you said what now?
How do I do it there? Yes, I have, they booked me there for the job.
For a job?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to come in and fill out an application.
Oh, no, because I got a room there. I was recently struck blind, and they're having me perform my job at the Econo Lodge.
Okay.
They issued me a garbage dog.
They issued you a what?
It's like a service animal.
Okay.
Is there a limit to how many trash bags we can have in the room?
Trash bags?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What's the limit? I don't want to exceed it.
But just like the normal trash size bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can give you a couple. The room already comes with two.
Cause he retrieves them for me, like from out back.
Uh huh.
And like, we sort through it. Through touch and smell. So we gotta like open them up and see what's inside.
Mhm.
So can we do that?
So you just need garbage bags?
Yeah, like from like the garbage.
Yeah, I can provide garbage bags.
You can provide us, because we have to sort through the garbage.
Uh-huh.
That way we know what's inside of it.
Yeah. If you go to the office, I'd give you, like, two or three garbage bags.
Oh, could we bring a couple out from the dumpster? We're gonna cut them open and spread them out, and then we'll... Because we have to sort it for the garbage people. Because someone got cut once from garbage. So we have a magnet and we like pick out glass and stuff with it.
No, yeah, unfortunately you can't do that.
We have tarps and stuff for that. I'm real good with it.
No.
Can I send you some data signals about it?
Huh?
Some data?
Data?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like a computer file?
No.
Do you have a decoder ready?
No.
Alright, I'm gonna play it.
All right. Who are we calling? What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I had myself muted like a dummy. I think it's a hotel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling Days Inn and Suites by Wyndham, Brinkley. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
Three. I was saying all those words.
Thanks for calling Days Inn. This is Dorothy speaking. How may I help you?
You're welcome, Dorothy. This is Jimmy. I'm up in the room, and I just have a small problem with my junior rat. Seems to be, like, really low FPS, and, like, well, my junior rat, he's, like, really low FPS, his textures won't load, and I'm just trying to figure out why that's happening, because it wasn't happening outside the hotel, but now I'm in the hotel, and my junior rat, his texture is choppy, he's having, like, micro stutters. I want to play with my junior rat, I can't, and I'm starting to get a little stressed out, because, like, helps me get through my day-to-day activities. Like I said, he's really, really poly, and like his textures aren't loading right. And I think like the hotel, like there was interference maybe with the RF in the hotel. That won't work, and I'm really starting to get stressed out about it.
What room are you in?
I'm in my room. I'm on the computer with the junior rat. And like I said, he's just a like little poly. He's having like the textures won't look right. Like it's just not loading in. They're blurry. Okay.
You're choppy. I'm not sure if that's on purpose.
I don't think it was supposed to be on purpose. I didn't do anything.
Are my packets good?
You sound fine. Changed anything?
I'm looking at the thing, and it looks like I just lost a bunch of packets from and to the client. But I'm not sure when that happened, so... Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? This is what happens, though. Live at, Uppy's Workout, currently. Sleepy Beef is what I am. From working out, I went on a nature walk today. It was beautiful. Welcome. If I'm choppy, you're listening live at rogueserver.com where I'm dropping packets.
Dropping catch a packet.
Oh yeah, you're choppy as hell.
I didn't do anything. I'll be back.
It might be me. Do I sound fine? Oh, Jimmy said I do sound fine. Talk.
Hello?
It's probably me.
And it probably is you, because, like, I'm gonna dust my shit right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna try to rejoin.
Okay. We'll be sure to offend it.
Yeah. Don't be scared. You won't hear my co-host's name, but you will hear the audio stream live on rogueserver.com/whoopee through the audio protocol and icecast internetcast.com
beatbox boom boom check it out.
What the frying?
Yeah, no man, my upload's good, my download's good.
It's me.
Good.
I think I have to change maybe audio per packet to be max. Speak.
Hello, what?
I think it's my internet.
Whatever. Well, like, you know, it's fine. We can do last calls and then it's okay.
Oh, I've turned into wasted memory. I'm not wasted. I'm Whoopi. Whoopi's workout.
I'm not tracking here. I'm the guy with a million different fucking names that don't mean anything.
I'm going to try to do calls, and if they're choppy, we're going to do last calls here. We are getting to about the allocated time. because there was a lot of phone calls last week. There was a Dollar General man for an hour, and then a 4-hour corn down.
Yeah,
and then the spun day.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really complaining about there not being enough prank calls and this just being a prank on the audience, I don't know what to tell you. We've run out of numbers, and now we just have to prank the audience, so...
If you're listening, you've been pranked live at Rogue Server, but the packets are a real thing. But we'll figure it out at 19 Travel Stop, or Travel Center.
Yeah.
Answer. No, I'm not playing this game no more on these phones. I thought I was going to go through the entire list, but we're only 33 deep. But that sounds about right. But if I ever chop this up, you'll hear all the dropped packets.
Thank you for calling America's Best Value. Man, how can I help you?
I was dropping packets.
Hello?
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 Hi. I was dropping packets, like, packets out of my pockets.
Okay.
Are you okay? Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you do. This is America's Best Value Inn in Breakaway, yeah. Arkansas. How can I help you?
As it was a little bit low poly whenever I went there.
Low poly?
The person working the desk had to have, like, max 1,500 polygons to his person.
He didn't like that. I didn't like that. Nobody liked that.
Nobody likes it, but it's Whoopi's workout, and it's good for you, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm sleepy.
Ah, Jimmy is sleepy. I'm a little bit sleepy, too, to be honest with you. We're going to do last calls here.
Yeah, I had to open this morning. I open tomorrow morning.
Wait, I got to find...
Bright and fucking early tomorrow.
Dead air.
This pot is making me aggressive.
Aggressive pots?
Mm-hmm.
It's that Bhutanese strangler blend.
That's Rastafarian Kush.
Mon.
Mibrada! Rude boy! Yeah.
Rudy boy?
Jamaican Pitois. Yeah. I. We're standing on business.
Ooh.
Theme.
Road ring.
Gang. I'm trying to take a bong rip.
Hello? Road ring. Hey, may I help you?
Hey, how's it going? You might have to just, like, can you turn down that background sounding? It sounds very loud back there. There's a lot of ringing in my ears. All right, hold on a second. I gotta take a bong rip. So, like, okay. Hold on. Just give me a sec. I'm taking this bong rip. Relax. Just chill. All right, cool. All
right.
So, like, I was up in my room eating a hot dog hamburger, or a hamburger hot dog, I really can't remember which, but I was eating, and, like, the food was, like, really, really low poly. Like, it just, it looked really weird.
Was it from Road Ranger?
Yeah.
Was it from Roadrunner or from Wendy's? Was it Roadrunner food or Wendy's food?
Because we don't do burgers over here. Roadrunner, and it was a hamburger hot dog. And, like, I said, like,
we don't hamburgers over here. We don't do hamburgers
on this
side. But
they brought it to you, and then you brought it to me, pick-up-for-delivery style.
No, sir, I
didn't. It was like, well, either way, though, it doesn't really matter who made the food, because I just want to say it was really weird-looking. Like, it looked like, have you ever played, like, a video game, and the textures didn't load right, and it, like, gets all blurry, and it's, like, weird-looking, and then your FPS starts to drop? Like, I went and looked at the food, and it looked like that, and then I tried to pick it up, and, like, my FPS got really low. I was having, like, micro stutters dropping down to, like, 15 FPS when I was trying to eat the hamburger hot dog.
Okay. We don't do hamburgers on this side.
Oh, right, yeah.
Only Wendy's does hamburgers here.
All right.
Are you sure you called the right Road Ranger? Because this one
I think
is
so,
because
I'm just chilling. Yeah, I'm in Arkansas. That's where I live.
Okay. So, did you go to Wendy's?
No. I went to Road Ranger.
Okay, well, we don't sell hamburgers. So, I don't know when you got a hamburger
what do
from
you
my
sell?
Store. Not hamburgers. What did you eat?
Like a hot dog.
Okay, a hot dog?
It was like a hamburger hot dog.
Okay, like I have a hamburger hot dog. I have a hot dog.
Yeah, but it's like all beef, right? That's like a hamburger hot dog when it's all beef.
A beef hot dog.
Yeah, it's like a hamburger hot dog.
All right, so you said
but,
it
yeah,
was
but I got
bad.
It.
What time did
it was
you
like,
buy it?
Well, I didn't say it was bad. It tasted fine, but, like, it was just really low poly. And, like, it did, like, the textures didn't load right. Like, it just looked really blurry. Like if it was, like, it was, like, it looked like PlayStation 1 era graphics is what I'm trying to say. Like, it just looked, like, it looked really weird.
Okay, so I don't know anything about that because I don't play video games.
Okay,
but I would like to know what time you bought it.
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. Like, do I sound like the type of person who keeps track of time? I just took two bong rips while I was on the phone with you.
Well, you don't. Has it been, within the last 30 minutes, the last hour, earlier today?
How long is that? Because I also took some mushrooms, sometime. And,
call me,
I went down.
If you will, call me back when you're off the mushrooms so that we can talk about the food.
Oh, no, I'm off the mushrooms right now. Like, I was never on the mushrooms is what I'm trying to say. I ate them. I didn't sit on them or anything. But, like, no, I mean, I'm chilling. I'm good. Like, everything's good. I didn't eat a lot. It was just, like, a microdose for creativity and to, like, uplift my mind and my vibes. But yeah, no, I got the hamburger hot dog, and, like, I put mustard on it and relish, and, I came up to the counter, and I said, this kind of looks like a PlayStation 2 hot dog, and they were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I guess you don't know games. And so I guess they just don't know games. I know games, I love games. You ever played, like, a Grand Theft Auto games? They have, like, hamburger hot dogs, and that's kind of what it looked like. Are you taking me somewhere? Am I in your purse now?
I think she hung up.
Are we going places? Is there a customer in the store I can talk to, ma'am?
Oh, we're muted.
Oh, unmute me.
Okay.
Ma'am, you didn't hang up. Is there a customer in the store I can talk to? I need to speak to them. It's urgent. It's urgent. Forget to hang up. It's urgent. Pick up your phone. Pick up the phone. I need to talk to someone in the store. It's urgent. My dad's in the store. I need to talk to him. Hello? Hi. Is there a customer in the store I can talk to?
No.
This is Jim from corporate.
You can talk to me.
I have a customer survey that I have to do with a customer. It's like a monthly customer survey we do with all the stores.
No, we're good. We're good.
No, but that's what we do. It's like, that's what we do. No, it's Jim from corporate. What's up?
Oh, she hung up. She didn't like that.
All right. No, it's fine.
You're right.
That's it for me. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jimmy. He's leaving the studio. He's waving.
I'm not leaving the studio. I'm here.
Oh, because you have your fingerboards.
I'm just saying good night. I do have my fingerboards. But no, I'm just saying good night, and I'm saying, like, that was my last call, and I'm not good at prank calls. So if you're listening to this, thank you, because it really just makes my pee-pee hard. And now I have a big hard pee-pee because of you. All of you.
He's puffing on that Bhutanese butcher.
I did just smack my vape.
Live on a Whoppy's Workout. I'm Whoppy, your host. That's the co-host.
I'm James, Jimmy Scruggs. Snugs. Struggs.
Struggs on the streets, Snugs in the sheets. Vanilla Gorilla, back at it again. High off that Bhutanese butcher. Ancestral type shit to get your lungs pumping. And activate the cannabinoid receptors in the brain. I'm on a cup of coffee. Live on rogueserver.com. You can join the mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. But we are wrapping it up here. I have a few more calls to make. Live at rogueserver.com/whoppy. Tell everyone you know in your life about it. Except the police.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Hazen. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press 2.
Super 8 Hazen, how can I help you?
Hi, can we do coffee in the room?
What room are you in?
I want to know, like, that way, like, I know I'm good and safe to do it.
Like, I'm confused. What do you mean by coffee in the room?
Oh, like, I got, like, a pot here of coffee.
Yeah, you just plug it into the electric outlet.
Can I, like, show you the pot of coffee?
You can show. I don't know what. I'm confused. What room are you in?
It's, I think I'm in room 107, but it's kind of boiling.
So, what is it like? Is this the coffee pot, or what is it?
Yeah, like, the room is boiling.
You said the room is boiling?
Yeah. Because I poured, like, a pot of water into the coffee pot, and now it's hot. It's up to the boiling point. I can pour it out. I'm just not sure if it's safe to have inside the room.
I'll be right there. I'm confused. What do you want from me?
Because I can just bring it to you. It's okay. You don't, because I got, like, a chair against the door, so it's not. I can move it, but I don't want to, because I feel comfortable right now.
So what is your question? Are you trying to make a coffee in the room?
Yeah.
And if you are trying to make a coffee, what do I do?
Can I bring you a cup of coffee?
I don't need a coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was wondering about.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, what do you drink?
I just drink water.
Oh, dude. I got water, too. I'm going to take a sip of that.
I don't need anything.
Oh, I just took a sip. Can we, like, cheers the water?
Why are you calling me? I need to know that.
Oh, I just want to make sure I was good to go about the coffee. But now that I have water, like, I can just drink that instead.
If you are just trying to call and just do a time pass, I'm not over here. I'm working.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Oh, you want to hang out later, I got an Xbox.
I said I'm working.
Oh, but you know, whenever your shift ends, we can just play Xbox. Like, what's your hashtag?
Uh, you need to stay in your room, go to bed, whatever you want to do. But if you're just trying to do a time pass over here, I'm not here for that, okay?
I'm not going to be able to sleep with all this coffee in me.
What's your name?
It should be current resident.
Okay. So you're not staying in 107, right?
I should be. Like, because I looked at it once.
You looked at it once what?
The number.
Number what?
I thought it was 107. It could be 701 or 170, or I don't. It's
so you're not even sure what room you're staying in.
Yeah.
And there's no phone in the room. How is it ringing?
I don't. It's I guess it's a different room. There's like a mop in here.
No. You. Where are you calling from?
It has. There's a broom in here too.
Okay, is there a gun in there too?
Gun?
Yeah, Xbox has a gun, right?
Oh, it's like a controller? It has like triggers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What do you do with that?
Oh, whenever I see an elite, I like melee, mm-hmm. and then I like the Magnum, and then it's like one tap.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you play?
It's just Halo, usually. It's a 360, I have Halo Reach.
You don't play Call of Duty?
Oh, no. I have Halo Reach. It's like a co-op, like a split screen. We can play that together.
No, I only play Call of Duty.
Aw. Because I know how to do it with the grenade launcher. Like, you hold it down, and then it releases the EMP.
And I don't even use Xbox. I'm a PlayStation fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we see how it goes on the other side, and we like try them all out. I can like get a PlayStation if you want one.
No, I have my own PlayStation.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good dude, man.
So I'm not an expert. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll figure it out. I'll come down. And we'll share like the gamer tag or whatever.
What time are you gonna come down? Do you know where I live?
We're in Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We are in Virginia. Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't know and you are calling where you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, come down to Richmond, Virginia and we'll play.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. We're at in Richmond. We're at in Richmond. Oh, he hung up. That was an Arkansas phone number. What a cool guy, even though I think he was messing with me a little bit, but you know, at Wuffy's workout we expand our minds and we expand our muscles. I think if anyone wants to make a last couple phone calls before I wrap up the show, join the mumble.rogueserver.com. Go to the Wuppy Live Room, where you'll find Wuppy. Co-host is listening in, but he has taken the mic and he's, like, turned it off. And if you're listening, you're listening to live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy.
Love's Travel Stops, the home of clean places and friendly faces. Please listen carefully as the following options have recently changed. Press 1 if you're a professional driver who needs emergency roadside assistance or wishes to speak with a service advisor. Press 2 for information about Love's RV Stops. Press 3 for all other calls. To repeat the menu,
for quality assurance purposes, this call is being recorded or monitored.
Thanks for calling Loves. This is Andrea. Can I help you?
Hi, Andrea. Can I, like, for my quality assurance, also, like, monitor and record it?
I suppose.
Cool, because I have a I have a fuel desk.
Okay.
I don't know how to like work it though.
Work what?
It's like a desk, but it has fuel.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'd have to let you talk to one of the managers.
Like, is there a gas tank for it?
Okay, hang on just a second.
Okay. Oh. You're listening live at rogueserver.com. Oh, wait, it's being monitored or recorded. Ah.
Thank you for calling Love 759 Hazen. This is Dakota. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Dakota. How do I do, like, a fuel desk at home?
I'm sorry?
Oh, like, because I heard about a fuel desk at another, like, travel stop.
Okay, which one?
I think it was, like, a 19, but I think you guys do it, too, right? Like, a fuel desk?
Yeah, give me just a second. Let me let you talk to the manager, okay?
I thought you were a manager.
Hello, this is Lynette. How may I help you?
Hi, Lynette. How do I, like, at home do a fuel desk?
Excuse me?
Like a fuel desk at home? I heard about it.
I'm not sure what you even mean by that.
What is a fuel desk is what I mean. Because I have a desk here. If I could, like, do it. Like, I can... Let me get all these bottles off this desk here real quick. All right, it's clear. So how do I do it?
I'm not sure, sir.
I like pour it on? I don't know which fuel to use. Alright, I think that's it. I'm at just about 2 hours in Luppy's workout with your host, Luppy. Let's mark that. Thank you for tuning in at rogueserver.com/Luppy. Thank you to my co-host. Thank you to Wasted. Thank you to Dragonmere. Thank everyone for running Rogue Server. Thank you, the audience, for participating by listening live. I appreciate it. My co-host appreciates it. Jimmy Scruggs and Whoopi back at it again on these mean streets. Live on the World Wide Web at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I, yet again, haven't picked out any sort of outro music. But I think I have something here. Let's figure it out. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. If you're listening, you are listening live, and the show is over. This might be coming to you in a podcast form sometime in the future. I don't know. There's a lot of editing. But, you know, it's just how we do it here at Wapi's Workout every September 8th, 2025. It's currently 10:39, 35 seconds, post meridiem Eastern Standard Time, United States. Thank you. Bye.